Hello again to everybody. A very important correction I just want to make. We mentioned at the end of the share in reference to putting salt into challen soup and these type of things, or even onto rice or whatever the case is. That's as far as the salting aspect of it was fine. But one has to be careful. There's a problem of bishul over here, which I was remiss in mentioning, and one we have to be extremely careful with that. It brings on the sefer lam tes melachas on the bottom. Again, it has to be done in a kli shlishi, like we mentioned a few shiurim ago in reference to making the salt water, right, when you're making it on Shabbos, because of the fact that there's a problem of cooking with salt in certain instances, is if the salt itself was pre-cooked or not pre-cooked, we're not getting into that, we want to keep it in a kli shlishi. So he just brings down on the bottom, does the sefer Yitzra Alochis and Eis Chof Gimel, Mikol Makam Yesh Lizor Shalai, even though we tell the yeah, you could put into a chal, we don't mean a chal into kli rish, we don't mean the pot of cholent, right? That's even if it's taken off the fire. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the pot of soup that's taken, even though it's taken off the fire, that you cannot put salt into. That's not the issue. I was remiss in mentioning that. I just want to make it clear, we're talking about when the person has a soup in their plate, or they have the cholent in their plate, and it's a kli shlishi, in which case he brings down, does the sefer lam tes melachas. There's a whole thing with serving it with a spoon if it's a kli shlishi, but over here you could rely that it's a kli shlishi in this specific case with salt. Not for other cases, it's more complicated. But he brings down, kagon shlo yehe yatsa ledes bay, where if it's not yatsa ledes bay, in other words, it's not above 110, the food, so then that's no problem. That's not the issue. The salting is fine, and there's no question of cooking. But if the food is still hot, which usually it is, right? A person needs hot soup, person needs hot cholent, whatever. Nobody's eating room temperature cholent. You have to make sure that it's at least it's a kli shlishi in general, just to make sure that it's a kli shlishi. The chol shenichem lekaara, he brings down in this case, at least, is if you put it into a plate, ali day. Shall be a lefel, in other words, through a spoon, nechshav kekli shlishi. Usually, in general, this case, it would be enough with the salt. You make sure if you have a spoon, and you are scooping it out with the spoon into, or with a dry spoon, or whatever the case was, but into the plate. So, therefore, in this case, with the salt, making it into a kli shlishi. But the bottom line is what I'm trying to say is that when we did not make it clear last share, at the end of the share, what we're talking about. But we're talking about a case in time where the plate is at least was scooped out. It's the plate of food in front of the person, number one, and it's at least scooped out with a, with a spoon. It's served with a spoon and not just like poured from the pot where it would still be a kli sheni. Even though you might say, well, it's possibly a davar gush, in other words, like rice or something like that. But we have a Rav Moshe brings down the tshuva that we don't take on two chumras. In other words, else with the spoon and whatever the case is, and with the salt per se. But be it as it may, as long as it's in the person's plate, and it was scooped out with a spoon, so that's how he brings down the sefer Yisrael Lachas again. Ois Chav Gimel the Chol Shehanichem LeKara Al Yedei Shep Lefel. He brings down with a serving spoon Nechshev Kekli Shlishi. At least in this case, it's good enough for the salt. And if one wants to go ahead and put salt on this food in this case scenario, that would be fine as far as the Malacha of Ma'abed goes. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.